Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhone, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 NACUSO Network here in Orlando, Florida. And my goodness, look who is gracing us with his presence in the studio lounge, Mr. Jack Smith himself from Pure IT. How are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic.
Great
How are
to
you?
Have you here. I'm doing great now that you're here.
Oh, thanks, Mike. You always make me so happy. Well, and you're always so gracious as a host.
We aims to please, sir.
You're fantastic.
But I always enjoy chatting it up with you. So how are things going at NACUSO this year?
I mean, it's been a great conference so far. I'm actually here, you know, it's great because this is the first time I've been here in three roles. And what I mean by that is I'm here as the CEO of Pure IT CUSO.
Yeah, right.
I'm here as the CRO for Janacy, which is also a CUSO.
Okay.
And I'm on the board of a company called Future Edge, which is a new CUSO that's been launched that does robotic process automation.
Ooh, gotta find out more about this one.
I'm
pretty
excited about
it. Yeah, I bet you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's out of Texas style credit union. It's a new CUSO that they're starting up.
And
it's really just launching, but it's helping credit unions with a huge problem, which is how do you automate manual process using robotic process automation? Well, there's a lot of tools out there on the enterprise side, but they're so cost prohibitive for credit unions, and this is an awesome solution that is actually all in a box. In other words, the credit union doesn't have to do anything.
Wow.
So it's in the cloud, it's self-supported, they can come in and get you up and running pretty quickly, and the cost is made for credit unions.
Well, we'll have to have them on the show sometime to find out more.
I would love for you to.
Find out more. All right. So you are actually, you've been very active here. I mean, obviously I've seen you running up and down, you've been everywhere, but also on a panel as well. And it was about becoming a tech-first credit union, choose your adventure.
Choose your own adventure.
We
went back to the children's books. Do you remember the choose your own adventure books when we were young?
Where
you would read and you'd make a decision, and then it would tell you if you made this decision, it might end great for you, or if you make this decision, and you could read both parallel, like you could read one, and you'd go back, I'm going to change my decision and see what happens over here. So when I was a kid, those choose your own adventure books were some of my favorite books,
right,
because you never knew how they were going to end, or you could make different endings.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's actually what we're going to do today in the panels. We want it to be very interactive, and so we're going to start with, your credit union's here, here's decisions you can make, which path would you like to go down? And then we have decision trees that'll take us down the story down that path for
how
the credit
fun
union.
Is that?
It's going to be, we hope it'll be fun and exciting. It's me, Kyle, and Aaron, and as you know, Aaron's probably the bright sunshine of the three of us, so I hope it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. It sounds like it's very interactive as well, which
very
makes a session even better. So, yeah. So what are you hoping to accomplish with this exercise, if you will?
Really, it's about helping the credit unions understand that every strategic decision they make from an IT perspective, how that actually impacts and goes through their credit union and what that impact is to the member. And so it's really talking about how do you take your credit union. Again, it goes back to what I always say to you, Mike. You know, we're trying to get credit unions to understand that they're tech companies now that provide financial services. They are no longer financial institutions that use technology.
Yeah.
They actually should be tech first.
Technology companies that are offering financial services.
That's what because that's who's coming into their space every single day. I mean, you go to Amazon. What does Amazon have now? A credit card offer for 6 months deferred payment on it. I mean, so all their competition is tech first. And so helping them get there, but keeping the people aspect of what they do, right?
Yeah,
and so that's the main thing, is what differentiates a credit union is its people and the way they treat their members and the way they take care of us, right? And so you don't want to lose any of those things, but you need the tech to enhance, to help, to make sure that you're getting to where your members are.
I think this is kind of a cool, almost like a table exercise, I guess, to see, okay, if I make a certain decision, this is what's going to be the result. Or if I go down this other road, this will be the result. So it's almost kind of like an experiment to see
what would you choose and what makes the most sense for your credit.
Yeah,
because
here's
the other thing. Not all sizes fit. I mean, not everything fits everyone. Credit unions are unique, and they need to be treated like that. And so in other words, you can't go in with a one-size-fits-all attitude with a credit union. You have to go in and solve the problems that they actually have in that particular institution. Because some credit unions are well advanced on the tech stack side, so maybe their issues aren't as pronounced. some are not, and they need more help. So it really depends on, it's meeting them where they are, not where we think they should be.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in that session just to see the reaction people get and say, oh, we should have gone down that road. Oh, no, well, we went down the right road on this one. That would be so much fun to see.
It's going to be, we think so. We hope. This is the first time we've ever done it, so, you know, we're hopeful. We'll see how it goes.
I think it's going
to
be a smashing success, sir. So what else is going on at PRIT these days that you want folks to know about?
And
I mean,
so
maybe
much.
The opportune question is, what's not going on?
No, it's you
guys
know it's
are
been,
everywhere.
We are, and thank you so much. And I mean, we've been so blessed, Mike. We serve so many institutions, and we continue to grow in the space. It was funny. John Deering and I were having a conversation yesterday, and he said something very nice to me. I was like, I was talking about we got to keep growing. He goes, don't you feel like you've got a good reputation now? Don't you feel like you guys have made a huge impact after 7.5 years? And I went, yes and no, because I don't like to think that, and because if I start thinking that, then I'm not still being who I should be, which is humble and hungry and trying to serve, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think for Pure IT, it's that our culture has really galvanized, and we've really, so for me as a CEO, the thing that you want to see is your people be the culture that you hope that you can create, right? Mm-hmm. And I think all of us as leaders, when you try to inspire and you try to get people to rally around and the exciting things, seeing that galvanized, though, that's when you're the happiest. Yeah. And so I'm probably at my happiest right now, because it takes time to build a company and a culture, and to get to 7.5 years and to really feel like our credit unions are our partners, and we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. It's just an awesome feeling. I mean, if you're gonna ask me, I'm proud of my team. You know, really. I mean, in all honesty, look at Erin Hicks. Look at what a phenomenal job she's done over the last couple of years and sprouted up in her career. People that you don't know, you know, Delia Guerrero, who runs my operations team, has matured and grown in her role. Stacy Hastings, who runs my project management team. So I'm just grateful for the people that support Pure IT and that do it for our clients every day, and we're just blessed, Mike.
Well, and it makes you want to work harder as well.
Yes.
So they're successful too. So it helps their success.
Well, I hope that we're building something that continues that we, you know, I think you should always look at your organization as a legacy of you, right? And so eventually someday I'll leave, and I want those people to take that role and drive that legacy and continue to grow it. Yeah. So I think that's important, and I just think that's what we've really focused on the last couple of years was building our people and trying to really get good operationally. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully our clients are feeling the effects of those things.
I think so
that's what we're going to continue to work on, is just get better every day.
At the same time, never be satisfied with where you are, you know, so there's always more that you can achieve.
We're doing some fun things, like we're looking at a collaboration with Trellis, and you would say in some spaces you might say they're competitors, and we're like, no, how do we help the industry? I don't care. You know, I want to go solve the problems for the industry. And if we have to do that, I call it co-opetition. So we should help each other in certain situations if it helps the client. And so looking for ways, because what's this whole been about? And this is what I wanted to bring it to. Is Renato's talked about collaboration. How many times have we heard the word collaboration over
us? 100 times at least,
yes. So that's what CUSO should do, too. We should collaborate to solve the credit.
There's a lot of that
problems.
Going on in here, actually.
A ton of it.
Yeah, there's a lot.
A ton of it. You saw it. You were just talking to Goal Setter a little bit ago. And when she came over, we were trying to solve a problem for a credit union. We started talking about it. And I think that's phenomenal. Yep. So that's what excites me about that, CUSO.
And what other industry can you really do that in? The credit unions? Yeah, it's
none.
Pretty unique that way. Yeah.
None. And it's great to solve, to look for how, like, I can't really tell the story, I guess. So, dagnabbit. there's ways, because sometimes when you collaborate, people don't want it to be out there. But there's cool things that sometimes happen that even people don't even know.
I hear you.
Right?
I hear you. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes.
That is correct.
To make things a success, for sure.
That is correct.
All right, sir. Well, anything else to add before I unleash you onto the rest of the show? And good luck on your session today as well.
Thank you so much. No, just thank you again for always having us on and being a great, gracious host. And if you haven't been to NatCUSO, and this is for credit unions, you should definitely come next year. It is well worth your time.
Yep. Well said, sir. All right, Jack Smith, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
NatCUSO Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonify, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.